Hello, it's the Red News podcast. I think it's 17. I did try and research this, but I forgot. And we're drinking before the League Cup final in our pre-match booth, and there's quite a few of us here. And I'm joined with Steve. He was originally from
Sicilians.
And moved to New York for quite a period.
I moved to New York for 35 years, from 1981 onwards, yeah.
And decided to come back
and watch United at Wembley.
And he was just talking about 1976, so his memories are a bit vague. So apart from a shit day, what can you remember?
Yeah, it was my first cup final with United, actually. So obviously we were very excited. I just finished university in Manchester, moved down to London, and we used to be in Stretford End every game. I just moved down to London, so I was with the Cockney Reds. Used to take the bus up all the time. So I had a whole bunch of mates came down, crashed over at my place in London. So there were about a dozen people sleeping on my floor that weekend.
Right.
And we all woke up very happy, headed out to this pub just down from Sudbury. It was on a roundabout. It was where all the sort of cars from Manchester came down on the way to the ground. So we sort of set about there, set the flag. We had a little flag. We didn't have big flags in those days. We had a little flag with our scars and everything. Started drinking, waving at streams and streams. That's the one thing I remember. It's just car after car with United flags, scarves waving out the windows and such like. Had an absolutely brilliant time. Sort of walked down to Wembley.
Did you have the scarves wrapped around the legs?
No, standard stuff. No, it's around the wrist. It's the old time. The little United wristband and the scarf wrapped around it and everything. Standard stuff. Totally scruffy as hell, you know, crappy jeans. It was kind of early punk days, so, you know, you had the sort of leather jackets and everything. And
can you remember how you'd sorted a ticket?
Yeah, we applied tokens.
Right. The old A token for special games.
No, it's tokens from every game. You had your token sheet, you just fill your tokens in, and
you had
a certain amount of tokens.
You
posted them in and waited for a letter back.
Right.
You know, there's nothing, internet or anything, so, you know, you get a letter back. So, yeah, so most of us made it. In fact, I got messed up because next year, the Liverpool final, I sent my token sheet in, I didn't get a ticket, so the Liverpool final, I was stuck outside. I went with all the same mates, and I'm standing outside, you know, so. But we got the tickets through the old token scheme. I still got the token sheets, they're amazing, you know. Those days you sort of pasted them into the sheets and such like. It was. Terrific. We got in the stadium, and the stadium was great in those days, you know. It's all standing terraces, you know, and just an amazing atmosphere.
Yeah.
Apart from an
offside goal then. And then
the game was horrible. And I don't remember too much. And the things, we didn't even know the goal was offside, at the time. So it was only afterwards that we found out it was offside. And all I can remember is it seemed to take forever to go into the net. Obviously it didn't. But it just sort of seemed like, you know, why are you not stopping it?
Yeah.
You know? And then once we went 1-0 down, we never really felt like we were going to sort of win it. And I just remember afterwards, people was just sitting around on the terraces crying. I mean, you know, it's a horrible sort of feeling. We went back into town after the game, tried to hit a few pubs and such like. It was just a miserable, miserable feeling. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be our last Wembley for ages, you know.
Someone tweeted the photo of Albert Square the next day, and obviously it's a memorable thing with Doherty saying, which is an easy thing to say, but to prove that, you know, we'll be back next year, we'll win it, and you think we did against Scouser stopping the treble. So
it was, and you know, and that's the thing with Doherty, he was so positive. He always felt, you know, I mean,
well, it's one of the Doc's boys. Then is he, you know, there's this love for him that.
He turned us around. I mean, you know, I was the Frank O'Farrell days and Dave Sexton days. I mean, you know, Jesus, you know. Doherty was just sort of breath of fresh air. You know, and in those days, he used to go to all the away games as well. So, you know, second division year was the best year of my life.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, well, so many people who say that, who experience it. Well, just for the madness, the the unique.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. Just going to these little grounds, and you know, Millwall away was the only game I missed that year. The away games. Yeah. Just the best year. But Coventry just brought that whole sort of feeling of United. Back, yeah. You know, it was just a great few years. And obviously we were never a great team in those days, but we were an exciting team. It was fun to watch. And it was fun to go to games. You know,
how do you feel about today's game?
Today?
Obviously, this will be all heard after the event, so...
Yes, so obviously getting wrong, but... I don't know, I got a feeling it's going to be a pretty dour game, you know.
But if they score, we'll struggle. If they score first, it could be 1-0 then. That's my fear. But I think if we 1-0, then we'll get a second, and then he'll close up, because he'll do the charity shoot, you know, like subs. Jose won't want it, he'll just want to win it. That is it.
I think you're right. I think it's almost like, if we can score early, then you know, we're generally not too bad. But I'm not sure we're going to score early, so... I don't know. Wembley finals, you never know what to expect. No. I mean,
Well, how do you feel then, describing the old Wembley, going back to the new Wembley? How's that feel?
Well, I mean, my first United sort of, you know, trip back to the new Wembley. Well, I did a charity shield. Sorry, the League Cup final we played sort of not long after it opened, and I was totally unimpressed. It's not bad.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because it's still got the prestige, and we still love going there, but it's pretty soulless. The atmosphere's pretty shit.
It's difficult to get an atmosphere. I mean, we had a singing section for the cup final last year, and I was in the singing section. Yeah. I was surrounded by it was after the cup final, when Palace had all the fans singing, they outsang us. They tried to do a singing section for the charity shield. I sat in the singing section, I was surrounded by Leicester fans.
I know.
It was just didn't work. So yeah, I've never seen us be able to get a good atmosphere going there.
It's a shame, because you think, you know, the aura is still there, but I don't know. The one thing that kept is piss stained toilets, the stream flooded. Piss down your legs, but apart from that, from the old days. But it's got something. I woke up this morning and I was buzzing for it.
I
think you'd never lose that.
I'm coming down for four days, you know, just to get into the pre-game. Sort of, people get together for it. I think the atmosphere is a little down here for this one compared to some of the earlier, ones. Because I think after Wembley last year, everybody's getting a little sort of, you know, we're here again sort of thing. Whereas it used to be a big deal. But the atmosphere is great, you know.
And how was it watching United for all those years in New York? Because there's a good set of lads there, isn't there? But obviously you're in a small amount of numbers.
I mean, it's changed obviously over the time. In the early days,
when you first started, what?
Well, in the early days, we used to get one game a year. It's the cup final, and there was one bar on Hudson Street in New York that showed it. People came up from Washington, down from Boston, and you see the same people year after year. Yeah. You know, just for the game, and it was kind of the year before we won.
Was that mainly expats? Was there?
Yeah, it was all expats.
Right.
Very, very, very few. I mean, the only Americans were the bartenders, basically. Yeah. But people had come from all over. And then the year we won the first title was the first year they started showing games live. And there was one bar out in Sunnyside, Queens that showed the game. And you see, still all expats, but you used to get people coming in watching the games. It's where I met Pete Holland from the US Supporters Club. He used to come in, and we used to get a lot of the old time guys. And that one bar for that first year, they used to charge you $20 to get in. They had a feed that kept going out, you know. But at least you were seeing the games, and it was amazing. And then, you know, it started taking off with expats, and such like. But nowadays, you know, probably from about 12, 13 years ago, just the amount of Americans that are in the games. Like, you know, a friend here from Toronto over for, you know, he's living here now, but he's up for the game. It's just taking off, you know, and yeah, people sort of put down the American fans. They're sort of glory hunters following United. But some of the guys, you know, I know watch the games in there. They know more about the history and more about, you know. Of course, they like the chants, they like the singing and everything. But they really sort of study the team. They've got a respect for the team. And, it's very, very,
well,
very
that's
good
my,
crowd.
I mean, who are we to dictate who anyone supports or how anyone supports? But I do always think if you get the history, you learn up, and it's not just, I like watching Paul Pogba, if you actually sort of ingratiate yourself into United's culture, then anyone, I'm doing a thing for the next mag where there's lads from Australia, there's lads from Malaysia who put in the effort, the hours, they save and save thousands and thousands of pounds to see United. So to be dismissed so readily, you know, of course there's giddy twats who don't really give a shit, and as soon as we're bad, they fuck off.
But
there's people here
like that in Manchester. When I started watching, I'm almost a Scouser, so yeah. I was seen as the sort of glory hunter sort of, you know.
Story. So when did you get to United?
I started following United in about 2004.
Sorry, your name is?
My name's Tim Baverstock. I'm from Toronto Red Devils.
Right.
So yeah, I started following the club in about 2004.
Just so you know, you're pretty.
There was a lot to like about the club because, football in North America has really got a reputation for the diving and the very kind of Italian style of game, where being from Canada, we're big on ice hockey.
Yeah.
And ice hockey is a very rough and tumble, you know, kind of beat 'em up kind of sport. And when you started watching the Premier League, especially in those days, there was a lot of really heavy challenges flying in. It was a lot more impactful. And I really started to enjoy the game. Got big into United because they had the thing I liked the most about United, what really drew me to them was, you know, the idea of having young players and bringing them up through the club.
Yes.
They weren't going out and just splashing on big players and buying up a team. It was something that was homegrown. It was something that meant something to the players. You know, Fergie was a big part of that as well. You know, somebody who had been there forever and really, you know, was a big part of the club. And that's what really drew me to United when I started watching them. So I used to just watch them by myself, sitting on my couch at, you know, 7 a.m. because of the time difference. And then I started getting more and more into the football and started getting finding more people that actually followed the team as well. And that's when I started going to the United Supporters Club in Toronto.
And then did you learn up about the history, or did that come through watching the games, or how did it work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so nothing about them.
That's a big thing for me. Learning about the history of the club, learning about the Busby Babes, you know, I've got like Tom Clare's books and stuff like that. All that stuff's very important. You know, went to the memorial a couple of weeks ago because that was very important. It's just, you know.
So say there's youngsters who now come along in Toronto or whatever, you know.
Sure.
No, but is that important for you about the history? Because that's what, for me, that.
Absolutely. And that's where I met Graham Wilde as well. He was a big Red in Toronto when I first started going to the club. And the great thing about Graham was he will sit there and tell you anything you want to know if you're going to sit there and give him the time of day and listen to him. And it was great having that kind of a guy there who's been there, been to the away matches, has a million and one stories, will tell you the history of the club, and you can appreciate it. And, you know, like you said, there's always going to be people who just want to buy the Pogba shirt, just want to buy the Zlatan shirt. But there definitely is, like Steve was just saying, there's definitely a group of people who really are interested in the club and want to learn more.
Well, my attitude has always been there's enough people who hate us for being United fans that unless you're really dicks or whatever, you've got to embrace everyone who supports United. And it shouldn't be, you know, take everyone on face value. United, I certainly grew up as you're a United, you look after the person next to you because they're United. And,
absolutely.
And I think we lost that for a little period. And I don't know where, I hope that we do gain it back. But there's 50 or 60 of us here already. You know, we're all together. So, you know, that's special.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, so what's your thoughts on the game?
By the sound of the lineup that Southampton's going to be able to field today, I'd say we got a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Zlatan back, Pogba's going to be in, Mickey being out is going to hurt a little bit, but besides that, we've been playing so well, very tight defensively. We're not conceding a lot of goals. We're scoring a lot. We're on a good run. You know, I think the guys are going to be really up for this one. I think Jose is going to be having a real kick in the backside. I'm going to go 3-1 United.
Oh, I like that.
Right, so do I.
All right. 2-1. I don't want to be a prophet, dude, so I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
Go on. No more 76s. Jeez. Nick? So, right, we're outside the pub. Nick Pacella, what are your thoughts on today?
I just can't see us not winning.
Right, we've had a 3-1, a 2-1, and I'm trying not to be too gloomy about it.
I think
you're giddy for today, aren't you?
Yeah, I think everyone thinks we're going to concede. I just see it being a routine 2-0 win, and I'm never confident. They hate being confident. Every time we're confident, we get beat.
You've moaned about your journey down because you had to get on a packed train and sit in first class. That's been real hell.
You make it sound worse than it actually was. But yeah, it was
there were people on a train on a cup final day. How dare this happen?
How dare they? And how dare they come in first class and sing songs? I'm in first class and I want to play on my phone. And they're in first class chanting songs. Yeah, I know Keno's magic. I'm aware of that. I know United are going to Wembley. I'm on the train there.
Days like this, I miss Mum a lot because we were never, you know, but we'd have had a booze at some stage today. So I always get a bit emotional because I think, like these days, thanks to that, I haven't missed one since 79, so I'm lucky with that way. So I do think, you know, we'd have had a beer, we'd have just talked shit for a little bit, they'd gone our way, and then we'd have seen each other later. So, but I do get excited still. I do think, even League Cup, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know.
But you realise how important this trophy is, though.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's part of that. It's part of the losing process.
Let me get my phone. These were the first trophies for Fergie. Were so important. And I think likewise for Jose that if he gets this, we're on a.
I think it's the level of Liverpool, aren't they? I think it's 4-4 trophies, whatever it is. It's massive. It's massive. It's like, and you can't tell me that Mourinho's not going to be up. But one in three, the one that levels it. Can't tell me he's not going to be on the monster level it. And certainly that if he's in the helm, he's not going to be the one that's going to beat him.
Well,
you don't want to be that guy.
As a person, I'm still unsure about him, but he's a winner. And he's a vindictive, Fergie-like winner at all costs. So this man will turn this club around, and he is starting to show that. And so for the next 3 years, we're going to have a fun ride.
I can't even more. But it's different. It's Man United, and he's wanted this job. He wants to be here.
I get that.
I think it'll be more than 3 years. But I think maybe I'm getting a bit carried away, a bit giddy, but
for us,
I can see it being more than
for that. Us, rightly so, United is the biggest club in the world.
He was
at Real Madrid, and for him that was bigger, I think. And he still blew himself out there. Let's see. I hope to be proved otherwise. Trust me, Fergie was a genius. I love him. I could show nasty cuts citing Jose has a little bit. Look, I'm not putting it down. I'm just trying. We've got to try and be rational and honest. I'm just saying. You know, I just think this is his character. He's a winner, and winners have that nasty side. Whether that lasts beyond the 3 years, so sometimes you just have to be. Let's not get too giddy. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Put it in front of us. I think we have a good chance. Obviously, today and winning another cup, get into the Champions League, keep the players, then buy better. Then we've got a chance for the league next year. And then take that. Don't think beyond that. Don't think, oh, Jose's here. He's going to be here for 10 years. We're going to win everything. Just think, do what is in front of us.
The thing is, though, is that we tried that with Moyes by thinking long term. We've seen how that works.
Fucking hell. Moyes is not in that.
I know, I get that.
If you Google
that was a project,
Moyes,
it's like, then you move on to Van Gaal.
Put on Wikipedia, David Moyes' honours, and it's the league. What is it? It's the Charity Shield and Preston. What did he win at Preston?
Second division, I think it was. Was in the second division.
Manchester United employed him as a winner.
That's somewhere.
Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, you're being a bit harsh there.
No, I'm not. No, right. So where is David Moyes right now? He's bottom of the Premier League. He's bottom.
That's harsh.
That's not harsh.
Yeah, but he came in like, you know, 4 months into the role, like, you know,
right, of course.
He start from the start of the season. Sunderland probably would have been at least 18th or 19th with him.
That's been harsh. What has Moyes done before Manchester United?
He got into the round of 32.
Ignore the noise. Back David Moyes as one of the rednecks. Fucking things. What was that about? Right, we've got to be positive, though. So we shall resume this later, but let's hope for a good game. Prediction.
2-0.
Right. Okay. On that note, see you later. Sum up United in one word.
Troubled.
Jesus Christ. Zach?
Family.
Tom, what does United mean to you in one word?
Hard to say more than family, but pretty close to it.
This is Tom from Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium, Rhythm News.
And how long have you supported United for?
It's early 1999, early 2000s.
What got you into United?
Cantona was got me over. It started on TV and then, taking daily trips.
And then did you learn the history and then...
Yeah, history, getting on Red News, sorting out tickets, and then, getting to know people.
How easily is it to get trips now compared to then?
Before I got daily trips by car.
Yeah.
Leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning, go straight back after the game, back to home.
Yeah.
Get back to work the day after. Now it's Ryanair flying from Belgium to Brussels, from Brussels to Manchester.
So the cheap flights are a godsend.
It's a godsend, but it's before it was a 24-hour trip.
Yeah,
back and forth.
Jesus. Have you noticed more Belgian Reds in recent years?
There's even a Belgian brand.
Guy.
And
are they good lads? Are they good people?
Yeah, it's a group I don't meet regularly.
Yeah.
Regularly more meet the English people. The Manchester people than the Belgian people. But
you've got into the culture, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that important, you think?
I think it's nice to know. It's different from Belgian football. It's completely.
Do your mates think you're mad for what you've done?
Yeah. I get several people from Belgium getting over to Manchester.
Yeah.
They get into it. They got it. They know why.
Yeah, yeah.
They get it.
It's mad what we all do, isn't it? You can't explain it sometimes.
For me, it's always a European trip.
Yeah. You're away every.
It's a Euro away every time I come over. So it's. I used to do it more often, but now kids are there.
It's what it's all about, isn't it? And what's your prediction for today then?
I think it's going to be 3-1 United.
Right, I like that. And I'll just have a quick word with Ben. Chief. Right, and here's Red News seller Ben and contributor. Quick word. What's United mean to all of you? Come on, one word. One.
Life. Beer. Life.
Nothing.
That'll be at midnight tonight. It means nothing. What's your thoughts on today?
Fancy 3-1.
Right, that's the second one.
But I do think they're obviously a decent side. If United turn up, we should win. But there's players in their side that can definitely Stadic, Redmond, Gabbiadini. Mayo had a great game against Liverpool.
Yeah.
So
I'm the only prophet of doom is predicted. I've got a bad feeling about today, but I'm trying not to put that negativity.
You always have that.
I know. Excited about today?
I am, actually, yeah. It's funny, we were coming off the train at Euston and we were saying, last year, FA Cup final, which on the surface should be a bigger game than this, it all felt very subdued coming off. Because I think that was the way the season had gone. Van Gaal left today, it was bouncing coming off. Everyone was in a great mood, and I feel that's just.
It's a special day. Never ever let that change. So you take anything for granted.
But it feels like it's going in the right direction.
But I love the cup. The cup final was great.
It feels to me, in a way, like there's a better atmosphere today
at
the League Cup final than there was around the FA Cup final.
Yeah, and how do you think the season's gone then?
Well, I'm happy with the season. I mean, where are we? Six? We've been there since...
Time began.
But the football's been miles better. There's definitely a feeling we're going in the right direction. If we win a trophy and we're in the Champions League next year, that's a good season.
Yeah.
And I'm confident those two things will happen.
And
we're in three trophies then.
And four. And how far on the 5 points are we?
Number four.
Yes, number five, explain the 5 point rule to people who read the magazine.
The 5 point rule is...
Have you ever actually had just 5 points and sacked it?
Probably a couple of occasions, but not very many.
Right, so go on.
Those that know me know that I can't handle a beer at all. So a few years ago, I developed a plan to never be a state again. It was 5 pints home.
But it's 2011 because bizarrely I'm going through all my emails and you have to fucking manually delete them from the server. This is how boring my life is now I've got a kid. So I was going through it and it came through 2011. Ben has said, note to John, that he's having 5 pints and that's his lot because he's going home. So then there's one about 8 hours later that says Ben had more than 5 pints. He had 12. Had to put him in a taxi.
Yeah. Well, that's probably fair, yeah. The thing is, if I leave at 5, I'll be grand.
Right.
So I don't do it very often, as you know. But when the baby comes, it's going to be a 2-pint reel.
Right. So, yes, there's a mini Red News sellers. We've got lots of them coming along.
To be fair to me, I was sensible. Lee's lot came down last night. I deliberately didn't.
Good night.
Knew it would be. Sam could have done with a 5-pound reel last night, I think.
After about 9 o'clock, it's always a bit hazy, so
that's the sign of a good night.
There was random women in the bar feeding him water and club biscuits to keep him alive.
What could you ask for? Away from the weekend from the wife, is it?
Yeah, then the rest of that story gets deleted.
Yeah. We'll say where they were feeding the club biscuits.
Right, so predictions.
I'm going to be bullish. We're going 3-1. 3-1.
Third person.
2-1,
right, that's good. So that's all victories. Right, thank you, lads. Cheers. So, continuation, we're now celebrating after the game.
Happy night.
With a very old friend. Go on, explain yourself.
I'm Woody, I'm from Southend, you know, just been going since forever, you know, and you just do it. So, I'm with Barney, my mate, and all the lads here.
And we've had a good day today.
Yeah, we've had a good day, good drink.
So you've let 76 go, go on.
I've let it go. Today was the one day we could let 76 go. Bobby Stokes is offside, we knew that, but their first day scored, and that was onside, but he got flagged, so there is a god.
We got out of jail today, didn't we?
Oh, we were embarrassing, really. They were the better side by far.
I can't work out, were we tired, or I don't know?
No, we just...
I'm not unhappy, I'm absolutely buzzing. I enjoyed every part of today, and even the game was...
Yeah, we started okay, but we weren't at the races. But I think what we did, though, was show that
we
keep going.
United.
We kept going, and you felt we could always do something at the end, and when the goal came over, it was only going to be Ibrahimovic was scoring. It was just,
he's immense, because I had a lot of doubts about him. But from Bournemouth, I looked at him and thought, you're a beast. And even when he does, like, we've just got in the pub and they've shown his movement for the goal, and he looks like he's doing fuck all. But what he's doing is timing his movement.
I watch him during the game sometimes, don't watch the rest of the game, just watch him. And sometimes he doesn't look like he does anything.
That could be an arrestable offence in Sweden.
No, he's as near to Eric as you've ever find as a player.
I don't like saying that because I'm just obviously
I know.
Eric's
his god. Like, Eric is the man. But
I love watching. And he's proved today. He's come for these occasions and he's proved it.
He's not here for his retirement money. You watch him today. When he scored the first, see him, watch him run away. That's not a man who's just turned up to take a bit of cash. That's a man who is enjoying what he's doing. I wish we'd had him 6-7 years ago.
But you don't get, you know, that's just, if Van Persie hadn't seen his arse second season, you know, we'd have said it. But this man, let's see him, please stay a second season.
As good a player up front as I've seen for years. Tony Marshall didn't play too well today, couldn't beat any, didn't seem to get behind anyone. But if you can have him and get Rashford come through as a youngster, Rashford's the one we all want to watch.
Hopefully they're learning off someone like that, which the others said off Eric. And I do feel a little bit sorry for Rooney, if you want my thoughts in the mag. Today, you know, like, and not the
Rooney's been our best player for the last 15 years. Full stop, do not pass go. Simple.
I hope, you know, the writing off of him, let's forget that and just start thinking this is his last season.
What people enjoy is, what people forget is, and I know I've read it in the mag as well, what people forget, people slagged off Skulls, people slagged off gigs, people slagged off really easy because everyone going, oh, you've got to not like something. Watch the game, watch what the players do, and have a look at what they've done over the years.
He was coming on, and that got turned over for Fellaini to come on, and Rooney went mad. Now, for whatever he did, which I don't agree with,
the League Cup,
we've got to let it go.
It's the League Cup against Southampton, and he's still
we could be sitting in our underpants, not having gone, never going, ranting away about what Rooney did. Or you can think, I'm going to enjoy life, and I'm going to enjoy Manchester United. And this isn't... But I just sometimes think, we slag off... I've included myself in this. We've got too easy and we slag everything off. If you can't enjoy moments...
The world's all about criticising now rather than enjoying the moment. We enjoy the moment. Wayne Rooney is still a United player. Wayne Rooney is still...
Valencia for me, like the way he was, and I didn't gel, you know, like I thought our defence was shocking. Rocco,
we played with 10 men today, useless.
We're going back and we can't slag off.
No,
we just say don't slag.
No, but as a positive,
B, he works his bollocks off. He's not a right back.
He was a right winger who became a right back. He's become a decent right back. Not a great right back, but a decent right back. If we can get a left back to play and a centre half,
well, we've got a left back in Luke Shaw, but that's another. But I just thought we've enjoyed this.
Do you know what? What's really good?
What a great week I've been made to see United.
This week,
you've seen.
This week is all about for years been going to this. This week, not seeing the wife, been in Lyon, Saint Etienne, saw Eric on Friday night, and come here today. It's been absolutely brilliant. Apparently, I've got a wife and kids at home.
Right,
but
I bet
you have to come and do it.
Loving messages tonight.
It's absolutely fantastic, and just winning the League Cup makes it worth it. And I know people go, it's just the League Cup, but it's not. This is the beginning of the next stage.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the next way forward of United. I'm watching it now. See Mourinho today. You see the photos of him. He didn't look happy.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I'm glad he wasn't happy.
I've not even seen.
We didn't put in a good performance.
I came back.
We got a trophy.
A minute or 2 minutes after the set off. I didn't even know it was 2-0. Everyone's pointing out. Why are you looking so happy? I thought we were 2-1 up. That's going to be it. Paul was in the ground for 86 minutes and he's missed 3 of the 5 goals. Take that as
that's just the way we are.
He went down for a pint before half time. He's come back afterwards. He's 2-0.
That's just the way us lot all are, I guess. That's the thing.
You
know, exactly. And to be honest, apparently Mkhitaryan got injured in Saint Etienne and didn't even know he was playing. And I saw the goal, but I didn't know it was him. That's just the way it all is.
But this is what. But that's what I've loved about today. I mean, people may listen to. I've spoken to people from Belgium. An expat St Helens, someone from South End,
and you was from America, Canada. That's
what I loved about selling before, apart from some hassles of Arsene Stewart, is I saw young, old friends that you bet for your whole life.
Well, that's it. We've known each other for 30 years. That's how stupid it is. When we started off with hair, stroke brown hair.
Speak for yourself.
Now you've got no hair and I've got grey hair. You know what I mean?
But I love that's it. The United can't. It transcends everything. It's what?
As we said, it's the greatest thing in the world. The whole of United is the greatest thing in the world. From 1 minute you can be in City, and then you're at Wembley, then you're at Old Trafford.
And then we'll be moaning about it in a few days as well. Or tonight, probably.
Absolutely. But not in front of people who don't support
right,
United.
So I ask this question. One word to sum up United. That's all you've got.
Family.
That's what a lot of people said earlier. But on that note, we've had a great day. We're going to get really drunk.
Absolutely.
Cheers, everyone.
Look after yourself.